Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. The last thing on Iran's mind is nuclear weapons, says the Trumpster.
Yeah, that's what he's saying, at least. President Trump doesn't think Iran is going to get back to trying to make nuclear weapons, at least not anytime soon.
Yeah, no kidding.
They're going to have enrichment, and they're not going to have a nuclear weapon, and they know that. They're going to get on to being a great trading nation. You know, they're very good traders, and they're going to be a great trading nation, and they have a lot of oil. They're going to do well. They're not going to have a nuclear weapon.
So did they
the
promise?
The last thing on Iran's mind right now is nuclear weapons.
Yeah, how can you miss something you don't have?
They'll try to get one again.
Oh, well, sure. Yeah, of course. Yeah, they'll be helped.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody that thinks there's going to be, like, long-lasting peace in the Middle East, at least to me, just a simple person, is like someone not understanding the situation and the goals involved. And the worldview involved from the different players.
Yeah.
It's really kind of simple, isn't it? I think some people try to make it out to be so complex, and I understand the complexities. At the same time, with Iran, the Shias, I mean, they want to destroy Israel and world rule. That's kind of it. It's not this sort of most people live in peace, be prosperous, enjoy life. Raise your family. Now, no, there are other ambitions there. I don't think that's ever going to stop.
Yeah, there's very little room for compromise there.
Yeah, and so, it, as we've talked about so many times, and, you know, a lot of people in the United States, it's like whack-a-mole.
Yeah,
I don't ever see that ever changing.
No.
Be another one that will rise up somewhere else and with that worldview, and there you go. I mean, I always look at people that I respect. What is their take on what's going on? One of those people is Victor Davis Hanson.
Of the Hoover Institute.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Has there ever been a time where you're like, you know what, that guy got that one totally wrong?
No.
If there is, I don't know it.
No.
You know, how long we've been following him? Maybe 5 years?
Yeah.
Somewhere there? Here's what he had to say about the situation.
No one would have believed this if you said in 20 months Israeli and American pilots are going to be flying at will all through Iranian airspace. There's going to be no ability to knock anybody down. They have no air defenses. They had this reputation, but it was kind of shattered this last 2 weeks. And I think that we're still stuck with the idea that they can do all of these formidable things, but they actually are in a state of panic right now. I think the biggest danger just to finish for the Iranians is the military, because they have taken out the top 20 or 25 generals with the closest ties to theocracy. And everybody else, the subordinate generals, know they're going to be on the list. If there's going to be a regime change, I'm not sure it's going to be the people. I think it's going to be somebody in the military who's going to say to the people, we didn't do this, they did.
Ooh. I hadn't thought of that until he said it.
Yeah.
That does make sense, though.
Yep.
Like, oh, gosh, we know the end of this story. Do we want that for ourselves?
Right.
Our family?
It's a bold step, though.
We'll see where it goes. Meanwhile, a local TV station brought on a drag queen to read the weather.
Yeah. Yeah, because
Maine.
That's what viewers needed, you know. The NBC affiliate in Portland, Maine. Portland, Oregon, spared from this particular craziness, at least for now.
It's not often Portland's out crazied by the other Portland.
But, yeah, NBC, the NBC affiliate in Portland, Maine, wants you to know that it's Pride Month, so they brought on a drag queen named Chartreuse Money to give the weather.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. I am Chartreuse Money, and today, as current temperatures right here, Saturday, it's 2:40 p.m., honey. It is 80 degrees here in Portland right now, honey, and we are feeling the effects. The sun is out. All it took was a pride parade to bring the sunshine out today, but, honey, it
Hold
is
on.
Hot all over the state.
How many times are you going to say honey?
A lot.
Well, yeah, that's part of the linguistic study of drag queens. They use that word quite frequently.
And then I did see this story, David. Did you bring it in just to trigger Robbins?
A little bit, yeah.
It's working. You look exasperated.
I thought actually he would appreciate it. He's the one guy on this show that's taken in a drag show.
I have.
In recent history.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I thought you were going to say the one guy that's done the weather. I'm like, when did he do the weather on TV?
I was in drag at the TV station. That's as close as we
got. I did sports once.
I know you did.
But not in drag. Anyway.
No. 78 degrees in Lewiston. I know the people of Lewiston, Auburn are probably celebrating and jumping in the river. Please don't do that. Be safe because it is hot. We need to find relief. Here's the country, honey. It is hot and humid in the central part of the country near Chicago, I'm seeing.
Okay.
And down there near Raleigh, honey, there is an H with circles, yeah, which I can only assume means
what
hurricane.
What percentage of people?
Doesn't mean hurricane, honey.
Are drag
it means
queens?
High pressure, honey. Don't worry. Don't
like
worry.
0.0
there is no
some
hurricane
percent.
Coming well, right
and it's less
Carolina.
Than that
don't
that
worry.
Actually find them entertaining.
Yeah,
I would say.
I'm just picturing some like 80-year-old dude watching, just wants to see the weather.
Right.
These old guys are obsessed with the weather, and then it's like, well, what is that guy in a dress? What is that? I don't understand it.
Yeah, I'm sure I would have that conversation with that dude, like I've done before. You know, you can get the forecast right on your phone. You don't have to sit through that 5 minutes of drivel. Right?
I don't do
that. I like to see it that way.
I need to see the map.
Okay.
I'm tired of that. Whatever that is calling me honey.
Yeah.
Damn. Why isn't there ever dudes that are dressed as, are women who are dressed as dudes doing stuff?
Is that what you're crying for? I don't need that either.
I want equity. I want equity.
I don't know.
Dudes dressed as women. That's everywhere.
Yeah, that's played is what you're saying.
But women dressed as guys, I mean, would it kill you to put like on a construction hat and do the weather? And
well, sometimes that happens at Halloween.
No, that doesn't count.
Doesn't count?
No.
Okay. You know who else says honey a lot? I've noticed.
Who's that?
Jasmine Crockett.
Yep, yeah. You're right. She does.
She
yes.
does, actually.
Well, she is
might
basically
be a dude.
A drag queen. I mean,
yeah, I was just going to say.
My gosh. I don't know if you heard this. She thinks it's total BS that she didn't get a say whether or not we drop bombs on Iran. Yeah. You want the clip?
She's the bomb czar in Congress.
And she dropped an F-bomb.
Oh,
I think we got it.
David, on the button, please.
I sent it to Andres to make sure that it was, you know, all cleaned up. Here you go.
And to understand enough about the Constitution to the extent that I'm the one that's supposed to make the decision, or at least get a vote.
Smattering of
you're right the there. One to make the decision,
or at least get a vote. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a big player, Scott. Just ask her; she'll tell you. I would say pick her up for work every day in a limo.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Make sure she gets to work and gets her voice out to the people. She needs to be heard more.
I have never once donated to a campaign. I might change it. I might be donating to Hank Johnson's campaign as well, just because, I mean, those two are the gifts that keep on giving.
I had a number of people ask me about Hank Johnson over the weekend.
Yeah.
With that incredible performance. Yep. And we had the clip on Friday, if you missed it. A lot of people have been saying, why'd you do that to Jimmy? Because he's doing a Jimi Hendrix song, but he's doing it on a Stevie Ray Vaughan guitar.
Yeah.
And no, it's not AI, by the way.
Oh, no.
No, it's really him.
Oh, yeah. And his whole thing was he's going to fight Trump with guitar. Oh, we got to hear it again. Roll it.
I'm compelled with a new guitar and with some thoughts about that old song, Hey Joe.
Yeah.
You know, to give some commentary on where we are now.
By the way, guitar tuners, that's white privilege.
Must be.
We're keeping it real. Real out of tune.
Jimmy was blind.
Hey, Trump. Where you going with that gun in your hand?
What? Oh, God.
Just can't touch the lick, man. No.
I wanted to ask, are his fingers broken? Did he have an accident? What happened?
I'm going down the street and shoot down democracy.
Yeah, right.
You know I want to be a king someday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, golly.
Hey, Trump. should take our democracy down. Burn it down to the ground.
He's incredible.
That's it, y'all.
That's it, yeah. Y'all.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Walk off the stage.
Thank there you. You go.
Thank you. He did say it was a new guitar, though, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
His new guitar.
Yeah, so apparently it's some law that you can't tune them within 48 hours. What's going on here?
That, no law that I've ever heard of before.
I've never heard of that either.
And he mentioned, as he put this out on social media, he mentioned jam session.
Yeah.
Which is incredible. It just is. Wow. Okay. Something else that's out there. I don't know if you happen to see this. Now obsolete skills that adults born before the 90s won't forget. Have you seen this?
No.
Oh, man. This is pretty good. Do we have time for this right now? Let's do this coming up in a few. I don't want to make us run late anymore.
All right.
Hey, think about this. Born before the 90s, skills that you had at one point in time, obsolete now, does you no good. And if you have a thought on this, you can hit Robbins up on Facebook, too. And we'll get to the five stories we're watching today. Straight ahead right here.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? That's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. That's the sound of over $20 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I remember brushing my hair and looking down and thinking, oh my gosh, do I have any hair left?
I used to look at women with thick, beautiful hair and think, why doesn't my hair look like that?
My thinning hair is making me feel so old.
If you want thick, healthy, gorgeous hair, then you need hair volume from New Nordic. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, hair volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair and hello to thick, healthy hair with hair volume.
Since taking hair volume, the shedding has all but stopped.
Now, instead of being jealous of other women's hair, I have friends who are jealous of mine.
My hairdresser couldn't believe the difference in my hair. Now she's using hair volume too.
Available as a tablet or delicious gummy, Hair Volume is available online at Amazon and NewNordicUSA.com or find Hair Volume in the hair care aisle at your local CVS.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress. Ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research. research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit curesearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at WRinstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit WRinstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575. And find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit WRinstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Thank you very much for being here. Really do appreciate it. I'm Jamie Markley. That's David Van Camp. There's Scott Robbins. You know what? It's time for the five stories we're watching today.
One, two, three,
Supreme Court
five.
Is allowing President Trump and his administration to deport illegal aliens to countries that are other than their own, pausing a judge's previous ruling, although that judge is saying, to hell with the Supreme Court. No, you can't.
No. Get them out.
That is actually a constitutional crisis. For as much as we've heard about it, I mean, that's very interesting.
Yes.
Meanwhile, some progress made. Number four, a new detention facility in the heart of the Everglades surrounded by predators named Alligator Alcatraz was approved by the federal government on yesterday morning.
Holy mackerel!
I missed that with all the excitement. Remember, yeah. We talked about this. The state attorney general, had said, yeah, we're going to take this old, like it's an airstrip or something, and they're going to put housing there. And don't have to pay a lot for security, because if you want to take your chances with the gators and, you know, the pythons and whatnot, go for it.
No thanks.
I'll tell you what, if the WWE doesn't have a new superstar named Alligator Alcatraz, they're missing the boat.
Well,
that is the last thing I would have thought of, but I'm glad you brought it to the
off
table.
Off the top rope, alligator.
The
Alcatraz.
Only place in the world where alligators and crocodiles live together. So you don't want to go swimming.
No.
It used to be segregated, if you recall. There was alligator schools and, right. And crocodile schools.
Well, Ron DeSantis was actually panned for trying to pass a don't say gator bill.
All right, David, best line of the week, dude. That's
good. That's a good one. Save it.
Tip of the cap there, bro.
Number three, ICE arrested 11 Iranian nationals who were here illegally, including an ex-Iran army sniper, a suspected terrorist, and a former soldier with ties to Hezbollah. Number two, President Trump responded to threats of impeachment over the Iran strike, saying, go ahead and try impeaching me again. Make my day.
Then they do this all the time.
Yeah. Al Green was out there today saying that he was going to impeach him.
Oh, is he shaking his stick at him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number one.
Big, bad dude, isn't he?
Yeah. The president of Iran says they will stick with the ceasefire as long as Israel does the same. It started to unravel a little bit as the two nations traded parting shots, and Trump was ticked, saying, quote, they don't know what the bleep they're doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was not happy at all.
No.
Well, that's a lot to keep track of. I mentioned this. Pay it off here. Now obsolete skills that adults born before the 90s won't forget, even though they're no longer needed. Anything come to mind, fellas?
Threading a cassette tape.
That was actually mentioned.
Yeah.
Rewinding a cassette with a pencil.
Yeah, we've all done that.
Yeah.
The skill that's gone, somebody else told me, that's one of our listeners said, using a payphone.
That a skill?
Well, you put a quarter in and you hit the buttons.
How hard is it?
Take anybody who's never used one and say, what do you do now?
I think they could figure that one out.
Now obsolete skills that adults born before the 90s won't forget. Knowing what a woman is.
good one. Yeah.
Somebody said programming a VCR.
Yeah. A lot of people never learned how to do that, though.
They didn't.
It was tough.
Yes. I remember, okay, one of my favorite shows, at the time, my girlfriend and I would watch Moonlighting, right? So it's like the season finale. We were going to watch it, but I had to work, and I forgot to set the VCR. I'm on the phone from work at the Musicland with my mom to set it up, right? Okay, and then it's got to be the channel, because it was an involved process. I get home, we're all set, and I get Jake and the Fat Man. No! Golly.
Let's snuggle down to Jake and the Fat Man. William Conrad Marathon.
So much of a bummer. Someone else mentioned setting up two VCRs, so if you rented a movie and you wanted one for yourself, you could copy it.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that?
No, I just remember taping everything, though.
Just recording stuff
I would never watch, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I still have VHS stuff filled.
I do, too.
With, like, Headbangers Ball. I think I have all three Cowboys wins, Super Bowl wins in the 90s.
Yep, I got all the Bears stuff from 86, yeah.
The question and is, do you still have a VCR?
No. I do have one that works.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I've had to take a lot of VHS and then copy it to digital. Yeah,
man,
we do have that. Someone else mentioned loading a 35-millimeter camera. I do remember how to do that. Driving a stick shift.
Oh, I can do that. I learned on one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not obsolete now, but it's a lot less common. And then someone mentioned making a weed pipe out of a Coke can.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Very popular.
A lot cooler if it's a Budweiser can, but whatever.
Bad for the weed pipe business, though.
Or making a weed pipe out of an apple.
Yeah. Rather core. Yeah. I was told that's how they used to do it.
Tin foil, whatever. You know. Yeah.
Kind of a fruity taste to it. Yum.
Okay. Yeah. We'll stop there, I think. Yeah. Writing a check.
Yeah.
Except you still do occasionally.
I do not.
Occasionally, yeah. No, this is the Robin Show. The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show.
No checks.
All right, David, biggest story today.
Biggest story of the day is looking around and seeing if that ceasefire is going to hold, and how long will it hold for between Iran and Israel, as Iran seems to be kind of interested in coming back to a negotiating table. What that looks like in the long run, who knows?
You just got to figure, okay, they're going to be on good behavior for a while, but you know they're going to go back to what they want to do.
It does seem like there are some serious nerves among people in the regime. I don't blame them.
Dude, when you just take a step back and look at what Israel did.
Yeah.
And how they had infiltrated their intelligence. I mean, it's wild. That part of the story. So a couple updates there. And what's your story? Straight ahead.
Peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby, I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. and it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
A dental sealant is a thin coating that's painted on teeth. It's a quick, easy, and painless way to help prevent cavities in children. Sealants prevent the most cavities when applied soon after permanent molars come in. That's about age 6 for first molars and age 12 for second molars. Sealants can protect against cavities for up to 9 years. They can be applied in dental offices or using portable dental equipment in community settings like schools. Although the number of children in the U.S. with sealants has increased over time, low-income children are 20% less likely to have sealants and twice as likely to have untreated cavities than higher-income children. Untreated cavities can cause pain, infection, and problems eating, speaking, and learning. Applying sealants in schools for low-income children could save millions in dental treatment costs. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I spend a lot of time in my backyard. I feed the birds and the bees. I love my flowers. The color in my garden keeps the pink in my cheeks. I was very independent. I thought I could take care of myself. I fell, and I had to have Meals on Wheels. I love them. They're my savior. And I look forward to volunteers because they've all become my friends.
It's Meals on Wheels.
America, let's do lunch.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Being around too much loud noise like a leaf blower or rock concert can cause permanent hearing loss. And once it's gone, you can't get it back. Hearing loss is the third most common chronic health condition in the U.S. Almost twice as many people report hearing loss as diabetes or cancer. The louder a sound is, and the longer you're exposed to it, the more likely it will damage your hearing. Repeated exposure to noise can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, and many other problems. Hearing loss from loud noise at home and in the community can be prevented. Avoid noisy places. Use earplugs, protective earmuffs, or noise-canceling headphones when near loud noises. Keep the volume down when watching TV or listening to music and using earbuds or headphones. Get your hearing checked and ask your healthcare provider how to protect your hearing from noise. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
Heroin use and heroin-related overdose deaths are increasing among people from all walks of life in the United States. Most people are using it with other drugs, especially prescription opioid painkillers. Using heroin along with other drugs or alcohol compounds the risk of overdose. States play a key role in prevention, treatment, and recovery efforts. States can address the strongest risk factor for heroin addiction, addiction to prescription opioid painkillers, by improving prescribing practices. For people already addicted, states can improve access to substance abuse treatment services and expand access to naloxone, a drug that can reverse the effects of opioid overdose. Everyone can learn about the risks of using heroin and other drugs, get help for substance abuse problems, and learn how to recognize and respond to an overdose. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Thank you so much for being here. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the Millennial, the Sexy Boomer. That's Scott Robin.
Yo, man.
Okay. Let's get to the Chicago's Teachers Union. They actually said, yes, your children are ours.
Oh, yeah. The Chicago Teachers Union boss, Stacey Davis Gates, has declared that your kids are hers.
Okay.
The children are always ours.
What?
Always.
No.
Always.
No.
Every single one of them.
No.
All over the globe. And what comes next is CTU thinks your children are its children.
Hold on a second. What did
what
she say?
What was that? David, what was that?
Well, she was trying to do, and this is one of those things that you really need to leave to the professionals like myself. I don't like to brag. But she's trying to do, like, the outraged voice. Like, when I'll say, like, liberals are mad about something, you know, it's like, Donald Trump is bombed and rotten, took away nuclear weapons, bitch.
Yes.
She tried to do that, and she failed miserably. Again, you got to leave it to the professionals.
So she was, CT, you think your children are its children.
I can't even understand what she said.
CTU, Chicago Teachers Union, thinks your children are their children.
Yeah, because that's what you
just
said.
That's what you just said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, we do. We do. We do. CTU thinks all children belong to it, and their socialist conspiracy ideology. Well, I don't know about all that, but we like children. We educate them, we nurture them, we protect them, we support them, we negotiate for them, we create space for them. We even have them in our homes.
Yeah, and the child in her home goes to private school.
You can't make it up. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you think about how many people have fled Chicago public schools because the education level sucks. If they are actual, if they're supposed to be everybody's parents, somebody needs to call Child Protective Services.
100%.
How many?
Either that or, you know, I really felt like I failed my kids, but they said they were there. So, my kids' failure's on you.
Yeah.
Good.
That is by far the most obnoxious soundbite of the week. Right there.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Mocking people who, you know, have a problem with what you're saying.
Yeah, because they're not your kids. They're the parents' kids.
Wow.
Yeah, it's something, man.
Okay, homeschool, man. If you can, please do.
Yeah.
And if you can get them out of that rat school district, then do it.
You want them to have the best education possible. They're not going to get it there.
Vouchers, man.
I mean, just look at the scores.
Get away from this stuff.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. So you got that out there. Meanwhile, when I came in today, you were listening to a clip, Scott, of Chuck Todd, old Sleepy Eyes.
Yeah.
He was talking with Jake, the haircut.
Yes.
Tapper.
The original haircut, yes.
What's this about, David?
Well, former Meet the Press host Chuck Todd has discovered something, that Joe Biden was never a good guy. This is from, yes, it's called this, the Chuck Toddcast. Yeah. He was interviewing Jake Tapper.
Okay.
Look, I mean, you know, you and I covered, you know, for most of our professional lives, the story of Joe Biden was this guy cared about his family so much he commuted home every night from Washington.
Now, By the way,
you know what else you could say is this man was so ambitious that after his family went through that tragedy, he commuted every day to work.
Right.
Right. Like, it's the same story. It's
he had his
narrative.
His had his sister
and,
help raise
and
his
I don't,
boys.
I sit here. I look at this and I think were we sold a 40-year bill of goods?
Yes. Well,
yes.
And it really isn't even that long. It's under 20 years. I've said before, the greatest thing that the Obama team did was rebrand Joe from a sort of malevolent buffoon into this sort of like, oh, yeah, hardworking, blue-collar, everybody loves him guy. Because he was a laughingstock for a long time.
They didn't think he would survive the plagiarism scandal.
Yeah.
But in the late 80s.
Chuck, this would have been helpful if you'd have pointed this out, I don't know, 3 years ago?
Well, I know.
You jackass.
I mean,
now all of a sudden Joe's a problem?
Well, hold on a second. Didn't Chuck at least say that Joe was not a great family man, like even before he dropped out of the race?
I don't remember that.
I don't remember if it was before that he dropped out of the race or not. I know
it might not have been.
I will say, in fairness to Sleepy Eyes, I think, and he's talked about this a lot before, following the Hunter Biden trial and really getting a grip on how depraved he was and how absent Joe Biden was. And at the time when his family's in total crisis, he decides he's going to run for the toughest job in the world. Yeah, that I think that did affect him a lot. But, dude, you don't even have, go back to the beginning of his career. He'd been elected to the Senate, and right after, his wife gets at the time got in a car accident and killed her and the baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
His boys barely survived, and he still, as mentioned, commuted to D.C. He left his grieving kids behind to pursue a Senate career. What kind of jackass does that? Because it's not just like, oh, I got to put food on the table. I got to go to work. You know, obviously, if something tragic happens, you got to put food on the table. This is, I'm going to go and make sure that I'm an absentee father at a time when my boys need me the most. That's a bad human being.
Well, and then you destroyed the life of the guy they got into the accident with by claiming he was drunk.
Yeah, when it was actually
and he wasn't.
His
you wrecked that guy's life.
Yeah, it was his wife's fault. She didn't look both ways before going through that intersection.
The other thing, and I didn't hear anybody else bring this up, and maybe they did, to me, knowing that your son has struggled mightily with drugs and booze for as long as he did, you're going to put him on the board of Burisma?
Yeah.
With those sharks in that world? Are you kidding me?
But he didn't, really. I mean, it was a no-show job you got paid for.
But, dude, he still had to go make the appearances.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was all over the place. And that's when the lifestyle got out of control.
Again.
I mean, you give that kind of money to an addict, and it's the hookers and the drugs, and it's insanity. You got to know that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The point I had was, remember, all the different rock stars that would go through rehab. And the people that really cared about him was like, we cannot have them out on the road. They're going to die. A lot of times the label's like, we got to make some money. I think they're fine. Get them out there.
Yeah.
Scott Weiland, oops. Shannon Hoon, Blind Melon, whoops.
Well, a lot of them have somebody just attached to them the entire time.
Yeah. Yeah, like your job is to keep them alive.
Keep them alive.
I don't think Hunter had that.
No.
And Joe put him out there. So what happened? All right, we got to move on. It's time for, well, not the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. David, what's your story here?
There's some controversy across the pond with the BBC. There's a news anchor there who was reading a script about healthcare and decided she didn't want to play ball with the woke language.
That the aged pregnant people, women, and those with pre-existing health conditions.
Pregnant people, women.
Good for her.
Well, and well, there's been quite a bit of backlash to that, with the alphabet mafia saying, "Ah, that was offensive." Ah!
Well, be offended then.
Yeah, right.
We're not changing the language for you anymore.
No.
People did this long enough trying to be nice. They figured out it's never going to be enough.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
So screw you. No, we're going to speak in real terms.
Yeah.
It's not pregnant people, it's women. But I'm offended. Good, go be offended.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Scotty, what do you got for What's Your Story?
Well, it was just a few months ago. The city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, essentially was shut down, but it had nothing to do with protesters or anything. It was people lined up to get their Paul Skeens bobblehead doll. Yes, it's a bobblehead story.
Oh, boy.
The Los Angeles Dodgers honored the very iconic rapper, actor, Ice Cube, and his bobblehead was featured at a night, and it's now going for $1,500 to $2,000 on
Hold
eBay.
Hold on a second, I'm confused. It's Paul Skeens or Ice Cube? Who are we talking about?
Both of them. They're both bobbleheads. Both of them are going for crazy amounts of money right now.
Okay.
Saturday's game, Ice Cube's giveaway at the Dodgers game, single game attendance record, by the way, was announced for a Dodger game.
And they think it's because of Ice Cube, because of the bobbleheads.
And they're saying the same thing are happening with Paul Skeens in Pittsburgh. His game was sold out because of the bobbleheads. And my point is this. It's more than just a doll. It's more than just a collectible. It's a lifestyle. And people are collecting these things rapidly. And by the way, baseball knows it. NBA knows it. NFL knows it. Bobbleheads are the deal.
Yeah.
They're selling out all over the place. Paige, what's her name? That golfer, Paige
Spranick?
Spranick, yeah.
Yeah.
Milwaukee Brewers decided, let's do a bobblehead with her. She's hot. So they did, and it sold out.
Whatever, dork.
You need to start like a bobblehead pride parade.
I should.
Yeah, I would love to see that.
All of us with bobbleheads, we get lined up and we have a little parade, and then they make bobbleheads out of us in the parade.
Yes.
Okay.
I think this show should sell bobbleheads of all three of us, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay. The thing with bobbleheads, like you show up somewhere and they give one out, and it's like, hey, this is kind of fun. It's cool. At some point in time, you went to this other level with it, and it was like asking people to go to games to get you a bobblehead.
Yes.
And it just got out of control.
And it's done well. And they also mentioned the Funkos in here as well. Highly collectible. People like the Funko days at the ballpark, too. So there you go. All I'm saying is, not as weird as you think. Commerce is speaking about the collection of bobbleheads and Funkos.
And you're saying you should no longer be made fun of because of your love of dolls.
I also want you to know I'm a trailblazer in that field.
Okay.
You're the Harvey Milk of bobbleheads?
That was a strange example, but I'll take it, David.
So dolls, that offends you. That word offends you when it's collecting this stuff.
It's not dolls.
It's not a doll. It's
bobbleheads or
action
figures.
Is it an action?
You can say action figure if you want, but some of them are not action figures.
Okay.
Some are static. Now, okay. You get the action figure ones where they're actually like pitching or batting. Those,
how about just toys?
No, I don't like toys either. Toys, no. Toys indicate children only are collectibles, and these
really
are
just policing the language here.
Man, that's what these people do, David.
You wait till
the bobblehead mafia.
When we got the bobblehead pride parade going, you guys will want to be a part of it. And you won't be allowed to.
For my story, I'm not saying this is for anybody here on the show. I just happen to see this. And was like, wow, is this something? Old people smell.
Yeah.
Is it a thing? Apparently it is. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
it kind of is, yeah.
Do you know what it's from?
God, I don't want to know.
Did you ever think it's just, well, their clothes are so old, they stink over time?
No, I never thought that.
Or is it actually that person has an old person smell?
Thought it might have something to do with the bowels.
It has to do with, golly. The bobbles or the bowels?
Not the bobbles.
The bobbleheads?
Yeah.
It's a body odor, but not hygiene related. There's a compound called 2-nonenal?
Sure.
That's created by chemicals in the body breaking down over time. So old people secrete 2-nonenal, which produces their smell. But there's a chance you can do something about it. A report now says eating mushrooms up to 4 times a week can help eliminate it, especially oyster, button mushrooms, and then it's spelled S-H-I-I-T-A-K-E.
Shiitake.
Thank you.
I would have pronounced it different, and that's why I didn't.
That's why I thought, oh, no, don't do it.
Got to eat those. There are 2 rare compounds found in those mushrooms, and they work from within the body to combat the formation of 2-nonenal, that stinky. So you could, if you don't like mushrooms, you could try mushroom extracts or possibly eating more soy or peas in your diet to combat that. Mm. So it's just a tip.
It'll help keep you regular, too.
I'm sure it will. Every once in a while, someone says, you kind of got that old guy smell. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Oh, no.
No.
It's way too early for that.
Eat those mushrooms by the handful after that.
Yeah. All right, we got to get to a news update, some more bobblehead talk, and Nimrod's in the news. Woo!
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Quiet down, here she comes.
Shh. Surprise! Your accountant just emailed to say your quarterly taxes are way higher than you were expecting.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Also, your favorite employee is leaving. They're going to pursue their dream of being a veterinarian.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ALL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ALL to 321-321. That's ALL to 321-321.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit wrinstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at wrinstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit wrinstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit wrinstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Yes, we make our bodies work hard, and while we're hearing a lot about being heart smart, you don't hear a ton about keeping your liver healthy. That's the organ that does the heavy lifting, filtering out all the stuff you love to eat, fast food, sweets, and with the 4th of July coming up, wow, a lot of food.
Yeah, that's why I throw my liver some love with Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver gummies give your body a daily detox, no diets, no concoctions in a blender. Just a few gummies to help support healthy liver function. Active Liver by New Nordic combines powerful natural ingredients to give you an essential daily defense against toxins.
Yeah, you can get more energy, better digestion, less bloating, stronger immunity. Can't argue with that. Active Liver is always available. Easy to take tablets as well as well.
Hair.
You know what I'm trying to say. Hair gummies and tablets. There you go. New Nordic Active Liver. Pick some up today at CVS, Meijer grocery stores. Stick some in the Amazon cart next time. Or you can go to newnordicusa.com. newnordic/usa.com. I figure if my liver's happy, then the rest of me's got to be feeling pretty darn good, too.
There you go. AOC in the news.
President Trump with an absolute barn burner of a post on Truth Social. This is an adventure. Buckle in.
Okay.
Stupid AOC. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, one of the dumbest people in Congress, is now calling for my impeachment despite the fact that crooked and corrupt Democrats have already done that twice before. The reason for her rantings is all of the victories that the USA has had under the Trump administration. The Democrats aren't used to winning, and she can't stand the concept of our country being successful again. When we examine her test scores, we will find out that she is not qualified for office, but nevertheless far more qualified than Crockett, who is seriously low IQ. It goes on from there. I don't think
Keep
I have
going.
Time.
Dude, we'll just make it Nimrod.
Okay.
If you want the sounder, there you go. And just
when
keep
the
going.
Car right. gets tough.
Far more qualified than Crockett or Ilhan Omar, who does nothing but complain about our country, yet the failed country she comes from doesn't have a government. It's drenched in crime and poverty. How dare the mouse tell us how to run the United States of America? We're just coming back. Blah, blah, blah. It goes on. And it
some pays. People did
Golly.
Something.
This thing is art.
That's fantastic.
That's not even the whole of it.
Well, we'll have to get
yeah,
some more.
Yeah, part two's coming up.
Yeah, we need to get.
Maybe you shouldn't even want to have sex with me.
Well, no worries there.
Nope.
And that's Nimrod's in the news.
I remember brushing my hair and looking down and thinking, oh my gosh, do I have any hair left?
I used to look at women with thick, beautiful hair and think, why doesn't my hair look like that?
My thinning hair is making me feel so old.
If you want thick, healthy, gorgeous hair, then you need hair volume from New Nordic. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, hair volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair and hello to thick, healthy hair with hair volume.
Since taking hair volume, the shedding has all but stopped.
Now, instead of being jealous of other women's hair, I have friends who are jealous of mine.
My hairdresser couldn't believe the difference in my hair. Now she's using hair volume too.
Available as a tablet or delicious gummy, Hair Volume is available online at Amazon and NewNordicUSA.com or find Hair Volume in the hair care aisle at your local CVS.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.